It's Wednesday, January 26, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. The tipping point. The majority of workers are now hybrid. And right-to-work success and chip shortage failure. This is the Business of Tech. More bold statements about returning to work, this time from data collected by Atomic Research and sponsored by enterprise video platform Vidyard, finding that a whopping 96% of financial services professionals would give up a percentage of their salaries to work from home permanently. And so much for the myth of productivity, as 88% of financial services professionals who worked from home during the pandemic say they experienced more successes than when they were in the office. 82% think the overall productivity at their organization has increased with team members working from home during the pandemic. 45% say they can better limit the distractions around them while working. 45% report they get more work done in a shorter amount of time while working from home. And we've reached a tipping point. Per data from the Future Forum, 58% of knowledge workers are now hybrid. That's data from November, compared against 46% in May of 2021. 75% of working parents are remote or hybrid, compared to 64% of non-parents, according to the survey. Meanwhile, the survey found that executives are more likely to come into the office. 68% said that hybrid work is now the preferred model over in-office or fully remote work. 78% of those surveyed said they want location flexibility, while 95% said schedule flexibility is important in their current roles and moving forward. Of the executives polled, 41% responded that a significant goal moving forward is to refocus on creating equal working conditions and the ability to share work between remote and in-office employees. And 72% of those dissatisfied with their company's work location rules will leave. Because interestingly, per the Dice Tech Salary Report, 47.8% of tech workers felt they were underpaid, a marginal increase of nearly 2% compared to 2020. That's despite getting more money, too. 61% of technologists received a salary increase last year, up from 52% in 2020. Why do we care? Employees feel pretty good about the hybrid work world, their contributions during remote work, and their value to the organization. It's not universal, as we see in views of parents versus non-parents here, or in previous studies related to age. And executives continue to appear out of touch with their workers. Savvy leaders and managers are ahead of this with their approaches, focusing on the total package, which includes pay, in their approach to workers. In the U.S., this is the flip side of the right-to-work movement. Right-to-work applies to workers, too, and when they have the power, they are clearly using it. On Monday, President Biden gave an update on the executive order he issued around the right to repair, quoting Vice. In his statements, Biden said that he was pleased to see the Federal Trade Commission unanimously announced that it would ramp up enforcement against illegal repair restrictions. He also took credit for recent moves from Amazon and Microsoft that will, in theory, make it easier for people to gain access to repair parts and manuals for their devices. Quote, folks will be able to repair their phones and laptops themselves, although I'm not sure I know how to do that. Whenever I have a problem with my phone, I call my daughter. But it's going to make it easy for millions of Americans to repair their electronics instead of paying an arm and a leg to repair or just throwing a device out, end quote. Also from the White House, on Tuesday, news from the Commerce Secretary regarding the chip shortage. We have a while to go. Per the Washington Post, manufacturers and other buyers of computer chips had less than 5 days' supply of some chips on hand late last year, leaving them vulnerable to any disruptions in deliveries. Median demand for chips among buyers that responded to the survey was as much as 17% higher in 2021 than in 2019. The secretary's statement, quote, we aren't even close to being out of the woods. The House introduced a bill to try and help, earmarking $52 billion to encourage semiconductor production in the U.S. and $45 billion for grants and loans focused on the supply chain and the Senate already passed a similar bill back in June. Why do we care? Right to repair has crossed the tipping point, and I expect both consumers and customers to expect more. This should be excellent news for those in service. Couple that with some bad news. The chip shortage will go a while. The short-term impact here is to consider ordering times and what's required to make projects a reality when it comes to hardware. Expect project delays to be 2022's theme. Long-term, will this change buying habits? Will customers become used to the idea of a delay in ordering? The example often cited is cars, where consumers may become comfortable ordering and waiting for their new vehicle. Will that extend to other kinds of technology as well? Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to again focus on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCMatic.com/MSP and be sure to ask about PC-Matic's exclusive lead sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening. Some listeners were reporting a delay in yesterday's episode that should be all sorted out and in your feed now. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.